It's Thursday. Thursday the 12th of November. And it's a lovely morning. Mostly clear blue sky. Clouds in the distance. Sun illuminating the southern sky, but hasn't cleared the roof line yet. Yeah, I think it'll be another wee while yet. And there's a cold wind. Weather changed yesterday from being extremely mild. I mean, we found it really mild the past few days, especially the past 2 days. But big change last night. Skies obviously cleared and temperatures have plummeted. It's a, feels like a cold northerly blast coming down. Other than that, it's fine and dry. And bright. Ever changing our weather, ever changing. It can hardly settle for a few hours. That's cold. And I've come out just with a light sweater on. It's a strange word, isn't it? Sweater. Sweater. Does that mean if you wear it, you sweat? I slept very well last night. Probably one of the best sleeps I've had in a long while. Not that I didn't have broken sleep, but I forced myself not to get up last night at all, and of course discomfort for times, and then getting back off to sleep again. I had another magic moment this morning because my wife got up to go and I was convinced that, you know how you have this inner feeling, your internal clock, I had this feeling that it was probably going to be about 7 o'clock. So she went out the room and I had a quick glimpse at the time. And it was 2 minutes to seven. And as I lay my head back on the pillow, my little sleep app chimed merrily below the pillow. So, again, a wee chuckle. Internal chuckle. As she got back into the room, closed the bedroom door over, got back into bed, I realised that my iPhone was lying on top of the pillow, lighting the room up. And a Victor Meldrum moment. Don't believe it. I don't believe it. It can't be 7 o'clock. Yes, it is. Actually, it's okay. That's terrible. It's childish, isn't it? Childish and churlish. So, I didn't get out of bed last night at all. Even she proclaimed that once she got over the initial shock of being cheated out of some extra sleep. She said to me, "Do you think it's all in the mind?" I says, "No, it's actually, it's all in the bladder." She says, "I know, you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Do you think it's just your mind that gets you up?" I says, "Well, I suppose you're right. I mean, if you can adopt a mentality and train yourself to ignore certain discomforts, and that, yeah, you could say it's all in the mind. I suppose, to a certain extent, it is in the mind. Train your mind, I suppose. I've just said suppose about 3 times, I think. Maybe that's 4 now. Now I can't say it again. But you can train your mind, of course, to do things. To ignore pain. To block out body sensations. Well, some you can to a certain extent, and others, when it all comes, you've got to go. You can block it out all you like, but you know what I'm talking about. But the mind can be trained. All kind of wondrous things that's alien to the natural rhythms. Isn't that a fantastic thing? Natural rhythms of the body. Rhythm is gonna get you. But you can. And I think, I know I do. And I know everyone does, actually. I don't know, but it's amazing guessing. I used to have a wee phrase that put all those descriptives together. It's amazing. No, I meant that. Oh. No, it's gone now, but I used to have a phrase that stitched about 6 or 7 of them all together. It's gone. Gone in the past. Training the mind. Yes. I know I block out things. You block out mental pain. Anguish, discomfort. Relationships, family, friends. Block out the bad parts, the bits you don't want to think about. You can train it. Train it for sure. Train it, I know I've done it, train it to such an extent that when your mind meanders back into that dark alley, one of the dark alleys, that you can snap out of it quickly because you've trained your mind to do it. Hear you, get back here. Stay in the light, stay in the bright. You can also train your mind to be lethargic, apathetic, cheery, bright. I know this. I know this because I've done it, you know, so many things. But even in the good things, you know, I've trained myself to be... You know when you drop something, I was in a trade, as you say, and using hand tools way back, and you maybe dropped a tool out of your hand, your pocket or harness, and you were up steps or up a ladder or somewhere uncomfortable, and you would get angry and cuss. I trained my mind to laugh whenever it happened, and it took me a while, but I got around to it. And whenever I dropped something, whatever I was working with or a tool, I would just laugh out loud. Not hilariously, that's difficult to say actually, hilariously. Not hilariously out loud, but it's certainly out loud. I would just laugh and chuckle. I drew some looks at times, you know, from people, you know, workmates and people. I drew some looks. They wonder why is he laughing? He just dropped something and he's laughing. I trained my mind to do that, and for many a year, it worked. I'm not sure I've retained that certain mental trained attribute. But you can do it. And I think we all go through life training our minds, avoiding mostly it's training our minds to avoid the dark side of our lives, I suppose. It's like training yourself to go on a diet. I mean, that's basically what you're training is your mind. You're not training your body. Not at all. People say train your body, that's all the nonsense. Training your mind. Train your mind not to eat that chocolate biscuit. Train your mind to drink more water. Train your mind to exercise. Train your mind to say, sod off, I'm having coffee and a chocolate biscuit and I'm going to sit in the chair. Train your mind. I train to be a, what is it they say, a couch potato? What a load of nonsense. I'm training my mind at the moment to ignore the fact that my hands have now went white and I'm quite cold standing here. I am warm, I'm comfortable, I am warm. No, not a sudden freezing, I'm off. Should have trained myself to put a coat and gloves on.